K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back for another episode right here on the Pearl Project Podcast. All things Kansas State Athletics here in Kansas City, Missouri. Coming at you on this Thursday, January 22nd, 2026. Very first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to the latest edition of the show. I'm getting straight on into it here, folks. A winning postcast edition here. K-State women's basketball gets it done late over Houston last night there. Oh, this was a back-and-forth game last night as K-State sweeps Houston there, but it wasn't without a dogfight there in the battle. 69-65, Natasha Claussens was huge in this game yet again. And this is actually, I talked about the stretch here for the K-State women's basketball team. That win last weekend against 17th-ranked Texas, going up in there on the road, third youngest team in the nation on this side of the coin. You would think, hey, got some momentum. This is a big step. And I said previously, prior to that, hey, man, you got to take a step. As some people got these, some of this young core, the Gina Garcias of the world, Jordan Spicers. Now, Gina, we'll get to her in a little bit. But some of these young cats now, you have over 18 games of experience now. If you take out Terrence Sides and Tess Hill. Yes, Natasha Claussens is new to this team, but she's played overseas, obviously. She has been special all year long, and special last night there in helping this team get this win. Well, you got to take a step in the right direction. Is take the next block up for this team. Well, you've done that. You've held up. You held off a pesky Houston team. Not only that, but this is the first time. Well, actually, marks the first time in a while that K-State has won back-to-back games since the very beginning of the season, where they won three straight games there as well. Claussens was 16 points last night there as well. Tess Hill, big game from here last night as well. Just one shot, one point back of Claussens. She added 15 there in this ball game as well. Let's take a look inside the box score here last night as K-State women's basketball holds off Houston. And remember, and I didn't even know prior to what was Jasmine Hollimer was talking about on the KCSN, her show, podcast, Run It Back Pod over there. The first meeting, these two teams tussled, and which really sparked K-State to the comeback behind win, but in particularly the Tess Hill 31 points in that ball game, right? Houston led the break. Let me see here. Yeah, Houston led the break. And then the K-State third quarter, I marked at the third quarter since really the marking of the show, the marking of this podcast for K-State there, outscoring their opponent by 8 in the third quarter. And then Houston outscored K-State by 2 there, but you don't have that third quarter there. Yeah, this was a nip and tuck game there. Houston was paced by Kendall Hunter in his ball game with her 20 points. That was a game high right there. TK Pitts adding 17 for Houston there. She had double-double in this ball game, TK Pitts. 17 and 10, adding 2 blocks in the basketball game. Houston shooting 43% shooting from the field, 30% from downtown in the basketball game there. Your winners, K-State, and they head in with a steam or momentum now as they will take on, which is apparently KU weekend here for K-State. We'll get to that at the back end of the show. Yeah, so Claussens, let me see, where was she at? I missed her. Yeah, 16, and what she have here? Yeah, 16 and 6 for her, 7 of 12 shooting from the field there in this basketball game. Tess Hill was magnificent yet again. She was 5 of 4 or 5 from the field. She hit both three-pointers from downtown there, and she was 5 of 6 from the stripe there with 15 points and 4 steals, including there 4 steals in this basketball game as well. Terrence Sides, get to her. She added 14 as well, including 2 of 5 from downtown, the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. It is K. Did I even say the score this game? Probably not. I'm so frustrated right now. I apologize. Outside of podcast stuff. K-State 69. Houston 65 there. K-State now bumps their overall record to 11-9 and go over 500. I believe for the first time this season. Keep that in mind. 4-3 in Big 12 play. They came in here. They started off conference play 0-1. There, and they've been teetering, tottering around 500. We have nailed that hammer to the wall on the show. It's been teeter tottering. Now they're two games over 500, and now they're finally over the 500 barrier for now in conference play with a 4-3 record there as well. Others I mentioned, go back here. That's the wrong team. Let me see. What I was going to mention, Gina Garcia, good game last night, 11 points. She was in double figures as well, 5-8 shooting from the field. Did not hit her only attempt from downtown this game. She was only 1-3 from the charity stripe in this basketball game. Janessa Cotton was in the starting lineup as well for K-State, adding 4 points to her evening. Jordan Spicer only had 5 off the bench. Anaya Foy, she had 4 points there as well. Yeah, you only get that. Brandi Harold, she played 9 minutes in the game. Azilla Arenas played 13. You don't get anything from them. So there's that. 48% shooting from the field for the Lady Cats last night. Only 29% shooting from three. And somehow you find a way to win this basketball game there, especially there. And for a minute there, I thought Houston was going to come back in this game late there as well. They were a pain in the ass there. Pretty much like outside of this podcast, what I'm dealing with right now. I don't think I've been this frustrated. I don't think I've been this frustrated. And I was definitely pissed this morning, but I don't know. This is very frustrating, but that's another topic for another podcast, obviously there. So Bob, that's why don't sound too excited as normal, but we're getting through on this podcast though. But hey, K-State win will curb some of that frustration there as your Lady Wildcats knocked off and put the season sweep on Houston last night, 69-65 in the basketball game. Yes, well, let me finish this real quick. Second chance points for K-State, 5. This game, 6 times. The score was tied up there. Points in the paint, 38. Fast break, 0.7. Lead change, 8 times. Points off returners for K-State, they had 9. And only 9 bench points. Yeah, Anaya Foy quietly has been consistent. Yeah, she's not getting... How many minutes did she play last night? I'm going through his notes. 11 minutes. She's probably averaging around that. 8-11 minutes a game and giving you something there as well. So despite the lack of bench points there, Jordan Spicer doesn't give you anything there as well. Only 5 points last night. Spicer, off night for her. 1-7 shooting from the field in this game. But the Stars picked up the pace there. Hopefully, Terrence Sides. back to her real quick. Yeah, she had 14 points last night in the game. 6-10, so a decent night for Taryn in the starting lineup yet again for Jeff Mitty's team there as well. So, this is what you're looking for. Coming off a big win. Team stuff, whether that's K-State, Arizona State, even the Florida Gators. Yeah, we come off a big win. You expect a letdown, and you almost saw that last night there, but this ladies' team showed grit late, showed a lot of fight back, especially in the third quarter with a big third quarter there, and that's what you get right there, and it helped this team stay unbeaten against Houston, all-time 6-0, they're 3-0 against Houston in Bramlage Coliseum there as well. So right now, they've won back-to-back games for the first time. We mentioned that at the top of the podcast since the very beginning of the season when they went 3-0 back in last fall, November 3rd, all the way to November 13th. So there's that as well. So we mentioned it. I did not mention the whole entire starting lineup with Janessa Cotton, Natasha Claussens, Gina Garcia, Tess Hill, and Terrence Ides. Head coach Jeff Mitty, the women's basketball coach for K-State, at K-State. This is the 19th time this season that he has started that lineup there as well. Claussens continues to be amazing. 11th time this year in double figures there. She has led the Cats 4 different occasions here in 2025-26 there as well. Tess Hill, like I said, mentioned a while ago, 4 steals last night. 3 career games now with 4 more steals. 2 of those coming this season. Like I said, since the poor first half, Tess Hill has been sensational there as well. And that's the reason why K-State right now could be making a charge up these Big 12 standings. Just saying that there as well. So you got that as well. Jeff Mitty here in just a minute. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports you can get. We're a podcast found free and available daily. We're going to just record Kansas State content. I don't really sound like myself here today. I'm trying to get through this podcast here and figure out what the hell is going on outside of this podcast. But yeah, so there I am recording this, the sun trying to come out here on this, which is going to be, let me finish this up first. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, iTunes, Spotify, where you get your podcast. Second of all, make sure you do tell a fellow K-State fan about this podcast. And third, yes, I know, and part of the frustration, a little bit of the frustration is this weather. Going to be even colder than what it was last weekend. So definitely, it probably might lead me to do nothing. And I'm being dead serious when I said that. What I said. Probably with the exception of podcast stuff. So there's that. Well, I work on Sunday, I found out. So yeah, so if I am healthy, that's a big if. I'm going to have to plan stuff in advance. But yeah, that's a side note for the 3EG3 podcast. But the matter is staying with the current stuff right now. It's supposed to be colder and whatnot with wind chill below zero, whatnot. So especially especially tomorrow, it's going to last for a while until... Yeah, it's going to last for... I'll throw in Monday for that matter because, yeah, so there's that. But anyways, you're traveling this weekend. I know the South could get hit with the ice storm and whatnot. Yeah, stay safe, stay warm out there, K-State Nation. If you're traveling, if you're in town for the game in Bramlage, it gets KU, Dylan Savage Showdown Weekend. So we go back to Creighton. And when we swept them at Creighton both times, That was pretty sweet. That was pretty fun. So hopefully you get, especially with the momentum with this women's basketball team, you got to go to Lawrence there to see you can pull out a win this upcoming Sunday at the men's team playing, hosting KU on Saturday night. So we're going to find out. And I'm probably with no football on Saturday, gonna try to squeeze that in there, definitely, for sure. If anything else, yeah, for sure, we'll definitely try to squeeze that in, because, yeah, looked at my work schedule, I'm not working Saturday, or tomorrow, for that matter, which would probably be, all the damn days are cold, right, to this point. But yeah, man, so I'm pretty much not going to be working probably the coldest day of this entire stretch here. So there's that. But hopefully you get some figures out. Three things important out outside of this podcast. We ain't gonna spend on that because I already rambled off enough. But yeah, but the main thing is stay safe, K-State Nation. And hopefully we can see our basketball teams have success this weekend. And I'm gonna throw in the women's tennis team as well. I believe they are heading to Lincoln. We did it this week in MHK. And sprinkled in women's tennis. They're in Nebraska also, as they'll be taking on Nebraska during this stretch as well. Jeff Mitty on this win. We'll close out this podcast here. Saying, quote, I thought tonight was a struggle. Oh, boy, I can describe that right now. But, okay, Eddie, focus. But I was more pleased with our team by team play in the second half than I was in the first half. There was a better collective competitive spirit about them in the second half than there was in the first half. I think Houston does some things that give us problems, and they play a style that isn't our best basketball. We have fallen into that trap a couple of times now in the second quarter of where we have fallen into their style of basketball, and that has been too tempting for us to not get into, so give them credit for that, end quote. There for that. Yeah, they talks about the disadvantages of playing. Yeah, because you just play this team. And Houston could have beaten us the first time, but again, it wasn't for Tess Hill in the first meeting. He would have lost his ball game, but thankfully he did not. And today, it was more of a collective effort there with this team as they win 69-65. And now they'll take their momentum to Lawrence to take on KU, which is a noon tip on Sunday. As we take a look at the standings real quick there. This woman, right? Yeah. No, it ain't. This is the man. This is the wrong standings we're looking at here. So let's slip the switch a little bit. There we go. Yeah, so right now. Yeah, so, yeah, that, and KU, yeah, 12-8. Yeah, they have a little better record. And again, K-State and KU on this side of the coin, more even. A little bit more even than we see. I mean, these have been good games in the past when both teams have been really good. This year, they're kind of on the other side of it there as well. So it's a toss-up game, and K-State is going to have to bring that same collective energy like they did in the second half last night, if they're going to pull out the win against KU on Sunday. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it where a podcast is found for Fan Bible Daily or a chance to record Kansas State content. Again, appreciate y'all, K-State Nation, for listening to the show. Obviously, we cover all things K-State sports, to football, all the way to women's tennis. We appreciate you on that. Kansas State women's basketball, 69. Houston, 65. And more importantly, K-State and head coach Jeff Mini get the season sweep on the Houston Cougars. Bring out that boom, baby. Alex Aiden out there in Santa, California. It's Eddie Gray coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another winning postcast edition of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Go Cats.